A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, June 28, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kips Dube.
And I'm Blessing Zulu.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about price hikes in Zimbabwe.
To join our discussion, as usual, phone us directly at the following number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter mobile frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 1560 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us on www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voandebele.com.
If you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about price hikes in Zimbabwe following the abandonment of the multiple currency system in the country a few days ago.
The majority of Zimbabweans say the prices are now out of reach, with workers struggling to make ends meet. Prices of all basic commodities, including mealie-meal, bread and others, have gone up. The price of a 2-liter bottle of cooking oil has been increased from $15 to $27, while that of a 2-kilogram bag of Mahatma rice went up from $18 to $57.
Some economists have criticized the Zimbabwe's government for abandoning the multiple currency system, saying the country is creeping back to the crippling historic hyperinflation period of 2008 that led to the abandonment of the Zimbabwe dollar in 2009.
But the government is blaming some businesses of price gouging. While prices of basic commodities are going up on a daily basis, the government has also introduced the stringent regulations in the buying and selling of maize, restricting purchases of the staple food to the state-controlled grain marketing board.
Siyabona ukuthi le rice layo intengo yayo isikhuphukile isinkwa sikhuluma nje abantu abaningi bathi basayenelisi ukuthi basithenge xa sisigangela ke cooking oil i 2 liters siyabona ukuthi ikhuphuke intengo kusukela ku $15 yaya ku $27 kuzobuya ke i 2 kg ye Mahatma rice ikhuphuke intengo kusukela ku $18 isiya ku $57 kuzobuya i 5 kg ye flour ikatesi sokuthiwa ke $76. So ke kukhanya ngazani ke abantu abaningi bathi lokhu kwenzakala ngesikhathi kusanda ukuthi kuthiwe akusasetshenziswa imali yakwamanye amazwe elizweni leZimbabwe. Sisetshenziswa kuphela emngceleni lapho ungabhadala khona i-customs duty kumbe nxa uthenga itikiti lendizamtshina. So abantu bathi kuzima kakhulu. Kuze buya ke uhulumende uphindile njalo uthi ke nxa uthenga ku-grain marketing board yikho kumele uthenge khona umumbu. Kodwa ungeke uthengisa uyabotshwa uyafela ejele sibili ngokweze khonokho. Kunjalo ke pleasant.
Wonke ukahama wadiwa nasi tira kuti tinge tichitarisa mamiriro akaita zvinhu panyaya dzemitengo. Vakawanda munyika vari kuchema-chema kuti mitengo yezvinhu iri kuramba ichiita chamuramba mhuru. Kunyange hazvo hurumende yakabvisa kushandiswa kwemari dzekunze dzinosanganisira dhora rekuAmerica, pula, rand nedzimwe. Ichiti iyo ndo zviri kupa kuti mitengo yezvinhu ikwire zvakanyanyisa. Asi izvi kusvika pari zvino zvinenge zviri kukona ng'anga murapwa achida. Asi vehurumende vari kuti ivo chiri kukonzera kuti zvidaro inyaya yevemabhizimisi vari kuda kuita nhafu. Vakawanda vacho vachitengesa zvinhu nemitengo yakakurisa zvekuti nyange vakatenga mari kana pamusika mutema nekudhura kuri kuita zvinhu zvacho. Hurumende iri kuti hazvisi kufambirana, asi vemabhizimisi vari kuti aiwa mari ndo iri kuvaitira shoma. Nekudaro vakada kunotenga zvinhu kunze zvinenge zvichidhura, vopedzisira votengeserawo vanhu zvinhu zviri kudhura. Nekune rimwe divi, vashandi vari kuchema-chemawo kuti mari dzavo dzemihoro hadzisi kuwedzerwa sekukwira kuri kuita mitengo yezvinhu. Nekudaro zvinhu zvavaomera, ndo nyaya tira kuti tinge tichizeya nhasi. Uye manzwa hurumende ichiti vanhu havachabvumidzwe kungotengesa-tengesa chibage chaakuchifanira kutengeswa kuburikidza neGMB. Kunze kwekunge uine masagi mashanu ari pasi pemakirogramu anokwana kuita iwo makumi mashanu kana kuti 50 kg, ndo chaunokwanisa kutakura, asi chimwe chinofanira kunge chichitengeswa kugrain marketing board. Nekudaro makasununguka hamawadiwa kuti mpinde muchirongwa tize kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei panyaya yemitengo. Gibbs.
Right now I think we are joined by two guests, Mr. Gilbert Muponda, who is an economist. Mr. Muponda, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, Blessing, and good evening, Zimbabwe. Thank you.
Thank you so much. We are also joined by Mr. Michael Ndiweni, who is the leader of Informal Traders. He's based in Bulawayo. Good evening, Mr. Ndiweni, and welcome to the program.
Hey, good evening, Kibbs. Good evening, viewers. I mean, or listeners, if I mean it that way.
Yes, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Yes, let's start with you, Mr. Muponda. Mr. Muponda, it appears things are not going as advertised. The government had said that the reason why prices were going up is because of the basket of currencies that the country was using. And as a result, it decided that what needs to be done is to ban all the foreign currencies and allow people to trade within our borders with only the Zimbabwe dollar. And so that prices will go down. But the opposite is happening. Why?
Well, Blessing, I think the starting point should be to look at how we ended up with multi-currencies and the RTGS and all these things that have been happening. I think for starters, we had hyperinflation up to 2009. Mm-hmm. And then the Zimbabwe dollar then was demonetized. And then we adopted the multi-currency system to gain some level for price stability. Mm-hmm. Which happened over the last 9 to 10 years. The prices indeed stabilized, and prices were under control, and the economy basically stabilized. However, when an economy stabilizes, it's not enough. You need the economy to grow as well. So you have to put in place other measures that allow the economy to grow. Hence, we started to have the currency reforms that started with the bond coins, then the bond notes, then the RTGS, and then the new currency that we have. These are reforms that are necessary for us to get some level of certain tools that a monetary policy statement should be able to have access to, so that you can control the economy using those tools. When you are using a foreign currency like we had before, you didn't have those tools. These tools, these are basic tools that are required for any modern economy. These tools include things like interest rates, mm-hmm. whereby if people deposit money, they can get high interest rates. If they borrow, they should be charged interest rates. Then also the bank, the Reserve Bank, can mop up liquidity. When there's too much money circulating, the Reserve Bank has got power to suck that liquidity so that they reduce money in circulation to manage the money that is chasing goods in the economy. Mm-hmm. So what has happened is that we have a new monetary situation in the country, and it has caused some instability in that people were not expecting it. People had a timeline. I think they were looking at 9 to 12 months. That's when they were hoping or thinking that a new currency would be introduced. But this was done sooner rather than later, because we had seen that there was a lot of speculation in terms of how the rate was now depreciating for no good reason at all. Okay. Other than that, people were speculating and piling up and stashing up U.S. dollars, such that people were just, when you got access to bond notes, you're buying U.S. dollars. Okay. For no other reason than just to save or to stash it. And it was important that the U.S. dollar is limited, its usage, towards imports, mm-hmm. not local goods. So what happened is just that you are not allowed to buy local goods using foreign currency, mm-hmm. but you can keep your currency for whatever reason you want it for, but you cannot just buy local goods. This is important in that we are generating about $5 billion U.S. dollars as a country in exports. Mm-hmm. And that money is now what we are using to import goods into the country and also to buy local goods. So there was an important decision to separate these two, such that only for local goods you can use local currency. If you are buying, say, something like, say, tomatoes that were grown in Chishawasha in Zimbabwe, there's no reason for you to use U.S. dollars. If you are a government worker working for the Zimbabwean government and you are in Zimbabwe, there's no reason for you to be paid in U.S. dollars. So this trend had to be corrected. The adjustment might be painful to swallow for now, but it is very necessary for the economy to do and go through these things. If you look at other expert economists, mm-hmm. from the IMF to the World Bank to the EU, everyone has said Zimbabwe is on the correct path.
They've asked for further reforms, but the path we're going is the right direction. What matters is not the speed at which you are moving, it's the direction. The direction that the country has taken to liberalize the economy, liberalize its markets, which has been backed by introduction of an interbank market, whereby people, if you need foreign currency, if you're a traveler, you can go to your bureau of exchange and buy this currency at the going rate. If you have your own currency, you can sell it to your bank. This is what a normal economy should be like. We cannot allow the Reserve Bank to determine everything, to say you want foreign currency, you go to the Reserve Bank, as if the Reserve Bank generates foreign currency. It was not a good thing as well. So whilst people might find some fault in what is happening, this is necessary because now we are freeing the Reserve Bank from that burden or that monopoly it had over foreign currency. Because everything was going towards the Reserve Bank. Whether you want to buy medication, you want to buy fuel, you want to buy, you know, anything imported, all these foreign currency was being allocated by the Reserve Bank. But has changed. Now, if you need foreign currency, then go to the interbank market.
Thank you, Mr. Mponda. For those of you who are just joining us, good evening. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. Gibbs.
Now, let's go to Mr. Michael Njweni. Baba Njweni, siya kwamke la kuhlelo.
Gibbs, unjani?
No, ngipile kakhulu. Ye, akutsho Baba Njweni, uzwile wa Mponda. Uyakhuluma lapha, uzaphendula ngesikhiwa briefly, ubese uqhubeka nje, khulume ngesiNdebele. So, utshaya ngamafitshane sibili kakhulu. So, what do you think about the current situation in Zimbabwe? Is this new policy working in terms of the statutory instrument 142 of 2019?
This is a double, for me, I think it's a double-edged sword. And on the other hand, it has got a positive impact, particularly for traders that are trading locally and who don't cross borders, for us as CZTA. And on the other hand, for ICBTs, those who cross borders to get goods out of the country, it's a different story altogether. It has serious impact, serious ramifications. So I would say that to a larger extent, the policy to restore issue of currency is positive because we have been calling for that as a sector because our people have been struggling to even get money from the black market because the rates were ballooning and every day there was speculation. And also, even locally, for people to get goods for resale, prices are changing every day. So, to some extent, and I say to that extent, the move was a bit positive. But however, for people that are actually crossing borders to get goods out of the country, it's a serious problem because right now they're not able to get foreign currency because it has been banned. So people think that you cannot use the US dollar to buy goods or to exchange. The person wants to go to South Africa or any other country. Mm-hmm. So I would say that it's a very big problem now. So I think that. But what I think is needed now is to try and lobby the government to try and put in place mechanisms to restore confidence in the Zimbabwean dollar so that people are able to take the money and then use it. And then we can come back in the event. So in Kavangu, Utawa Lolo, Utawa Olu, Olu Gavi, Lukal, Yasir, Palangapa, for Avandu Avatanga Lokal. Kina besithi khona ngamele kulozindaba yemali leyo ukuza amasuthenga kuhle lokhali ngoba ama-rates wetshintsha every day, ama-prices wetshintsha every day, ukuthi umuntu can't budget now for the next day because ama-rates avuke ekhwelile. So abantu abacontrola i-foreign currency kade bebebadetect i-pace in terms of what we buy. But at the same time also, umuntu ongatholi i-foreign currency bekunzima ukuthi aphile ngoba i-pace dictate abantu abathola i-foreign currency. But it's a serious impact for abantu abathenga izinto phandle abathengisayo njengathi abantu abazisebenzayo. Abantu abaningi esilabo behambe bethe izinto phandle ngelizwe. So bese kunzima, bekuzaba nzima ukuthi kathi sibathole i-foreign currency ukuthi bayethenga izinto phandle ngoba sukuthi baphile. So like I said, ngesikhiwa ngathi i-WA sword kunzima. Asikwazi ukuthi what is there for, what is going to happen tomorrow? This SI 142, created the uncertainties, despite the fact that we had to address the currency issue. The problem is that right now, abantu abatrust the currency yet. Ukuthi it will have value.
Sima kona po ye. Yes, makurampo kwa mafichani sio tuas lokola lapa.
Rika editorium koma Gabriel, Rwazi sai, magadi mkoma Gabriel.
Ndio magadi mkoma Joga.
Aiwa, tirina ndi mkoma Blessing na mkoma Gibbs, varipa nyanga nasi, tipeo fungwa zenyu.
Sorry, mkoma Blessing.
Aiwa, hapana chaka ipo.
Magadi
mkoma. Aiwa, isu tirina ni. Taura izo nchini.
I am very good. Mwote tika chariza pa jeni yu, ya gaikuwa ni MDC ya. Ma USC, mari zezi zaza vushanda, endi zaiwani kwa kutu kumabengi. Batiku, baipa kango tuwa wana mkuma mnanga kwa president leader. Mari zaka bazasha ikuwa mkistimu. Kusini zaka bazasha na kukwira jeni. Kukatarira kutita kaita jeni yu cheni yu. Deki. Chingwa taichi tenga ni 50 cents. Jola for 2. Jola. Anjiba kata kupinda prezi na mna angawa. Chingwa chaka mba jangwe shuta kuba wiki la wakana nkwa prezi. Chika chika pa $2, $3, $4. Na hatu ulo, achizu kwa mbizikana shirika mari, nukuti achizu kutu wani. Kaya laida uti alambo na warugura jida uti maumiko na mi. Ratisa nangu zile kuti.
Tunotenda zikuru mkuma Gabriel.
Natenda mkuma Blessing.
Regai titi vamponda vapindure. Vamponda pindura iti nzu. Ndufunga manzu kwa sataro na mkuma Gabriel.
Ndafizwa. Mkuma Gabriel watawara mbunzo chayo. Joshua wari raiti papa kuti. Pane ya tinga kima information gaps. Kuti I think Reserve Bank. Ne Minister of Finance. Ne huru mende pacheza. Wanfana kuita inozi ya information campaign. Ya ku sensitize avanhu wachinyatso udza vanhu kuti chii chakaitika zvakananga kupi yatinoti media blitz nekuti panofanira kunge paine information iri readily available yekuti ukapinda mubank mumachechi muzvikoro pese pangoungana vanhu mumakombi kana mumabhazi mumaairport pese pauri ngapawanikwe paine information iyo inonyatso explainera vanhu kuti chaitika chii ipapa ndo pangangodaro pari kuti vanhu valose confidence a bit ndosaka maprona maprice achiita overreact. There's no justification kuti mafuta anga achiita $10 abvaita $27 the next day. Hapana justification Blessing ipapo yekuti iri linked to the product kana to the market movement. Iyo tingangoti ifie yakangobata vanhu kuti hasi kuziva chii chaitika saka munhu angokambura mari yako anisa yataa kuti profiteering but driven by fear. Ipapo panenge pachiti wamutudi nawamanguza vanokurudzirwa ende ndoto vakurudzirwa ivi nevari muhurumende kuti ngapaitwe proper campaign ingangotora 3 to 6 months vanhu vachinyatsoudzwa vachipiwa maexplanations ari adequate kuti aiwa maus dollars amunenge matumirwa kubva kunze kubva kudiaspora unonovapiwa akadaro kuise nyenyeno kwaunenge waenda hautorerwi nemunhu unongovatengesa kana wakuda iwe kuvatengesa kubhenki kana kubirod change. Saka ipapo painformation gaping ndotaura zvishuwa iyo iripo asi yavapo kudaro vanhu ngavaregere kutanganwa kuti chingwa chavari kuchiita dollar for 2 angari tuma US dollars haava kutaurai. Saka ukataisa rate riko izvozvo rate yandaona kubank I think is about 7 or 8 kubank nhasi US dollar. Asi chingwa chiri kuwanikwa ni $4 which is still 50 cents US dollars.
Saka in US dollar terms zvinhu zvadzika price blessing. Ipapo kuti vanhu vabatisise kuti currency yataka kudila nayo iyi it's not a US dollar. Saka zvinhu zvatodzika. Avo varoti kuti hanzi kupinda kwaita munangagwa zvinhu zvabva zvakwira mari dzatanga kushaika. Ipapo hapasi chokwadi nekuti mabond notes neva bond coins aka introduced ne old government ya President Mugabe, former president. Vamunangagwa vakatosvika zviripo and my movements avari kuita ndekutry kukorekta zvinhu. Wekuri, wekuita yatinoti reform, yekugadzirisa kuti nyika ive inonzi nyika, inofanira kunge ine mari yayo yakazvimirira. I'm sure makaona nezuro chaiya Botswana ikataura kuti government yeBotswana haichatambiri maforeign currency. Imwe nyika ndozva dziri kuita, ndokuti nyika ikwanise kumanage ikonomi yayo yega. Hamukwanisi kumanage ikonomi muchishandisa mari yekunze. Asi, chatoda kukurudzira hurumende pazvinofanira kuitika zvakare, ndezvekuti Zimbabwe inofanira kugenerata inonzi foreign currency yega. Hatifani kungomira tichitrade mari iri muno iyoyo. Tofanira kuramba tichigenerata foreign currency pakuexporta zvinhu zvakawanda. Ngatigadzire zvimwe zvinhu muZimbabwe zvatotengeserwa nyika dzekunze. Kwete kuti izvozvo vanhu vanoimporta yogurt kana cheese. Izvozvo zvinomira zvakanaka. Ipapo nyika haifumuke nekuti vanhu vari kuimpota chero mvura, chero machira embogadzirwa David Whitehead aya akungoimpotwa kubva kunze. Mari inowandwa nepressure inokollapsa because inonzi balance of payment position yenyika inodeteriorate kana mugaramba muchingo. Tenga zvekunze asi mabvana chamuri kutengesa. Saka paya patiri kutaura nezvane beneficiation nevalue addition yekuti patiri kutengesa platinum isina kugadzirwa kana goridhe risina kugadzirwa. Goridhe iroro ngarigadzirwe kuti iwe kana jewelry inotengeswa kuti higher value. Madiamonds atiri kutengesa izvi rough diamonds. We should process them locally. Oitwa value addition zvokuti anenge akutengeswa nemutengo wakasumukira. Ndozvo zvatofanira kuti akutarisa beyond having our own currency. Because ikaita even our own currency is it backed by exports. Currency any day weekend inoramba ichi collapse ichi depreciate. Saka tinofanira kunge takuita mamwe moves eku encourage ma export things like horticulture. Yataimboita muZimbabwe zvokuti import ta export maruva achienda kunana England, kunana Holland. Zvinhu zvinofanira kukurudzirwa. Netobacco inofanira kuramba ichikurudzirwa kuti varimi ngavaramba vachirima vachipiwawo mutengo uri nani vachichengeta ma US dollar vanenge vaino amwe. Izvo zvino encourage kuti tirambe tichiexporta zvinhu. Ndozvinofanira kunge zvichiitika. Nekuti kangoita currency yega. Isi nama exports abeibeka currency inenge chimetseka.
Tinotenda
Zimbabwe ndo government inofanira kuexplain zvakare kuti tori nema exports atiri kuita tine platinum, tine gold, tine diamonds and tine chrome. Tine tobacco atiri kuexporta which is supporting the currency. We need to export more.
Tinotenda vamponda ramba izvo nyimuri parunare Gibbs.
Yes, lo baba ke umkandle fonini wotsezo kuti baba umkandle utini. Baba umkandle ungachona njani?
Hayi yaphila baba linjani?
Isiyaphila umkandle ungapi emhlabeni lapha?
Mugande, Mugande osebhinga.
Oh, Mugande, kunjani bhinga?
Kuzima kubhururwani.
Indaba wakunyumba.
Zvinhu zviyadhura mwenzi makwayo maloko munuka kwana ta kuti dzatekepo kuno.
Kunzima.
Kunzima usasevenze ngapaya zvinhu sezvakansa kumbe kangaki ngaki. Azimali asingasaisevensile esinganzi super kudosi. Ayazokuhlangene konke leyo lomumbo ukuthi asingasahambisa uma kweminimango sengapha yazisithenga ngomumbo esitolo inkomo kade sibesesikabanye ukuthi sidinga inkomo zokulimisa sokuthi asingasahambisa umumbo yazokuzima sokuzima ukuthi sesibulala neZimbabwe.
So ungavele uthenga umumbo uyawuthola njani njengoba sokuthiwa kumele uthwale i-50 kg kuphela. So nxa uthwalele abanye ke kuzokumele lenzeni?
Ikhoni manje sabe na ulona abazali bamabanye bakukhatana lami kwabanye komunye uchief ngaphensenga esiyabhuwa so ngingase siyaba nginceda kumbe sengiyadinga inkomo yothi ngizama ukuzinceda ngilime so kuthiwa sengibona asehamba lo mumbo wangu sengiswele ukuthi sokuyikwini imali zangu kwalezi kade zisinceda zisinceda ngazo amayusa kumbe amarandi kade sisebenza ngawo vele lawo so kuthiwa sevaliwe kuti sisebenze njani asakwazi ogogo kade bephiwa imali ngalama NGOs kathesi kuthiwa sibehamba sizebehambe kumabhenki ebhenki ngapha ebhenki akula mabhenki okuthiwa sihambe ma-interbhenki wangkhona labo asilabo thina ngapha manje ogogo benze njani ngemali zabo ngasesiswele konke kuvele sokunzima ndoda.
Hhayi siyakuzwa kakhulu. So kwanapho-ke singathi intengo ngokuthi ime njani esitolo sizokuthiwa kuzima sibili.
Akonoko ukuru nabanye amachukela sabo 34 abamakukela kubo 56 kolapo kwenzima vele tenje ngapha vele imali bese ngasela ndaba bese senza ngomumbu esikade sine.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu sibongile kakhulu khona ngapho ke ebhinga ungathi nalo kusasa ba.
Hayi ulungile.
Yeah, so Blessing the caller is saying that you know they used to be they used to use the rand, the dollar and other currencies. But he says they're no longer using it And now grandmothers mm-hmm. and granddaddies, they've got a problem. Mm-hmm. He says they used to get money from NGOs. And so they're supposed to get this US dollar and go to the banks. He says there are no banks
yeah.
around in certain areas in Pinga. So where should they go to change their kind of money? Mm-hmm. So he says that's a big bind.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we've got a caller or two.
Baba Ndlovu.
Ndlovu, connect to money. Baba Ndlovu, caller, connect to money, Baba.
Maybe
before we go to Undiweni, So siyabona ukuthi kule bantu abasilandelayo lapha ku Facebook, uMazinyane Juma uthi lami ngona Dube, kuzimo khona lapha ke. Cool ruler, uthi uMponda, how can you generate foreign currency when there's so much corruption in Zimbabwe? Says that's impossible. Then uChuma uyaphinda futhi uthi umumbu uvalelweni kanti indaba singazosikusenelise ukuthwala umumbu wethu. So ke sibuyele kubaba Ndiweni. Baba Ndiweni, anti uzwele ngale bhinga kuthiwa ke nxa abantu behola imali, so abantu bayahola from ama NGOs kodwa phela kuthiwa kula mabhenki, so yinkinga yangikhona ukuthi amabhenki akatshana izalukazi lamaxeku, so kumele bedondolozele besiye amabhenki besiyakwenza khona kuthiwa i-interchange, utshintshe imali ku-intermarket khonapho. So ke wena ungathini ngakhonokho ke osokungani kubhekane la bantu?
Dube kunzima labalaleli. Kumbe mina ngithi ngicabanga inxa i-alternative engayenziwa ukuthi u-address that problem ukuthi abantu bebe emabhenki. Umuntu ebehlala ekhaya kithi emakhaya kumele agade ayegopoint ayetshintsha leyo mali. I think in the interim, maybe we can use our mobile in the exchange platforms. As we just call, because it's called, we have to use in the way to design the Zakamis from a pandemic. So now, I'm going to do the problem. They would like to use my landline, the Konogo, get the wood for an album. So we have to access those facilities in our schools, Makai. Otherwise, so kunzima kakhulu iyinyabunyalo lesipeaker sikhume ngokuthi khonana i-currency leyo ukuze isebenze sibili nxathi serious njengelizwe kumele ibe backed by ama-exports because angeke i-survive nxa kungalabalance of payments. I agree that we need to make sure that even not relying on iTobacco because I think it's part of the economy, but may not be able to spend and enough foreign currency for the country. So I think that we should not forget the aspect of which we invest in the industry. Our industry is obsolete. It's not in the corner. It's a field, industry, field. The export and the solid foreign currency is in general. I saw the appeal, Nyacho. I saw the appeal. Now I would have by
exports.
Yeah. So, yeah,
So he says there's need for exports, you know, in order to, you know, make sure that maybe the Zim dollar can float in a good way. But he's very skeptical about what is happening in rural Pinga and other places where there are no banks. He says maybe somebody can come out with an app, maybe a mobile exchange app or something like that, or some platform where people can just go to a growth point or maybe in a village and then start exchanging their money. So he says it's a tough situation.
I think we have another caller.
Yes, Sloban, what is your Sloban? Yeah, come on, Sloban, for it. Hello, caller, how are you?
Hello,
again. Yeah, Peter, for it, Kunjan.
Derek.
Yeah, Derek, I baba wena ngokubona kwakho khona okwenzakala kule Zimbabwe khona manje. So ke nxa usukhangele sibili wena intengo yempahla inganiqonga okumalisayo. So ke kumele kwenziweni ukuze ukuthi abantu bagcine besenelisa ukuthenga impahla jene.
Ngaphandle kokukhitha amabhondo nalawa kuphela kulokunye bangakwenza.
Mm-hmm.
Angokasebenzi phela amabhondi la.
to wena mbona zani kungana kukitwe kufa kweni manje
bona yena de mara ba keke yi mara ni receiving zikona
yena ukulumela uti mali leyo yakati ziphambanisa into ezine
ayi ephambanisa yona le yabo le ngasebenzi ephambanisa yona le
so singathi wena wena katesi unxa uthola imali useZimbabwe kanjo baba Derek nxa ungathola imali US dollar uyangaphi la
katesi asakwazi sizobuya ngazo kodwa iyadivesi isebenza ngoyisebenza
kumbe uyagcina usuya kosiphatheleni kumbe ebhenki kumbe ngapha asikwazi bhen
one bhenki bazithi sibophisa
ngokuthi uyathi ungena ebhenki khonapho uhlubojwe hayi siyezwa kakhulu so wena ubona zani kuya phambili kumele kwenziweni una ngombono wakho mnumzana
hayi bona mele balungisise kathi amaminista anafona ahola mali
hayi singazi khonapho sizabuza no sibongile kakhulu Derek uwadiwa kusasa baba yeah, so he says the problem with Zimbabwe is that it's not a question of you know phasing out the multiple currency system. Just bring it back.
Yeah,
that's what works. You know, he says the pond, throw it away. That's it.
let's go to. Yeah. I think we have another caller. Mkoma surprise, Magadi.
Sivo Magadi, mwa blessing.
Aiwa, tiripoti peo fungwa zenyu.
Naida kutaura wana ababa anonzwa mponda. Saida kutaura mamirira kata hurumende yedu kuti hurumende yedu chaiyo chaiyo iripo hatichavimba nayo. Nyaya iri kuitika ndeyekuti munoona kuti tiri kuti isusu tiri kunzi tapirwa mari mazimu dola handiti ari kunzi apinda. Iko zvino chinotipa guarantee yekuti mari iyoyo yakasimba uyezve inotisvitsa kure chii. Chimwe chinhu zvakare ndechekuti tinoda kuzivawo kuti ko chino guarantee yedu iri papi pamari dzekunzi tikatumira mari dzedu kubva kusouth africa kuno kwatiri tichitumira kuzimbabwe tinodziwana mari dzedu ari maus mutemo yavo iri kungochinja any minute inongorekana yachinja chinotipa guarantee yekuti hazvichinje chingava chii nokuti zuro uno bhondi chairo chairo rakanga riri musystem chinzi 1:1 asi rakaguma ronzi harisi rongonzi harisi 1:1 from nowhere saka iko zvino izvi chatipa guarantee chingambova chii
vamuponda pindurai tinzwa
apa chiri kuita ndechekuti macurrency reforms kaeprocess is not an event ndobandambotora payata kuti nyaya yekuzoti tisvike patiri nhasi yakatangira kumabond coins tikaexplaina kuti zvakafamba sei tikazosvika patiri asi chai chinoti muwe guaranteed for now ndechekuti izvozvo vanhu varitotumirwa mari kubva kunze varitotora ari maus dollars upepuwa iri currency yavatumira iri ukatotumira izvozvi kumaus dollars uri kusouth africa ari maranzi munhu wavatumira atopiwa mari iyoyo saka guarantee iyoyo iripo ndozvinotoitika hapana munhu ati atumira mari kunze achibva kunze akanzi munhu akupuwa bond note iye atumirwa maranzi aiwa asi kuitika izvozvo asi chechitatu blessing chandoda kuti vateereri vanyanye kubatisisa ka ndechekuti nyaya yemacurrency reforms iyi chinhu cheche chisingaitwe as an event yekuti chinongoitwa nhasi zobva zvanaka aiwa zvinhu zvinotora nguva zvichiitika muchiadjasta muchiadjasta kusvika masvika chi pamofanira kusvika Zimbabwe yagara ine yatinoti deficit yekuti kare kake tagara tichingowana inonzi balance of payment support from IMF World Bank and na Britain na America vachiti batira because Zimbabwe has never end enough currency inoenderana nechi nema import needs edu ndosaka tichida strategy inonzi import substitution vataa kuimporta zvanyanyisa blessing ukatarisa mota dzaapa road pe Zimbabwe dzakusvika close to 2 million and mota idzo dzinoda petrol inoimportwa handiti mota idzo dzacho dzakatoimportwa futi neforeign currency saka pane maadjustments anofanira kuitika kuti nyika yedu idzoke pabalanced position zviri kuitika izvi hazvizoti zvingangoblamwa on one person kana on zvinhu zvaitika over many years and tinawo maimports atatichiita ari unnecessary blessing ukatarisa ndanchiona izvozvo kuti Zimbabwe yaimporta mavegetables ari worth $8 million mavegetables for that matter you know thing and we've got all this land saka ma policy issues atiri kuita anofanira kunge ari
aine ni atinoti goal congruence yekuti targeta same specific goal atingati ma policy in piecemeal yekuti taita ichi ukutasirira saka this policy should be in one line such that ku agriculture tiri kupusha towards production of things that we can export where we've got markets we need to build back our cattle head yemombe dziya dzataimbo exporter to EU tichi earn foreign currency maru ataimbo exporter to EU tichi earn foreign currency there are those things that we need to do and these things unfortunately are hitting over a few weeks or months zvinoda makore zvichiitika saka mazimbabwe zvinoti kuti ngati tarise the longer picture of it that's why government is coming up with these measures na vamwe nyachikomula handi chibage achabvumidzwa kutengeswa imwe zvamama kutaura apo mukatasa instrument iyoyoyo zvairi it's very clear zvairi kutaura iri kutaura kuti no person or entity shall buy or acquire maize from any producer otherwise not through the GMB. And there's no person, if you're not a farmer and you're not a producer, you're not allowed to sell maize to GMB. So you can't come and say, what is the subsidized in Zimbabwe? So the GMB is not going to take a chibagi from a producer at 900, and it is. Here you can get a mila at 700. Like if I'm going to have it, just with a mila, I don't know, I don't know, I think of GMB. It is 700. What's okay for Chibaki to GMB? It's 900. It's just a measure to protect the masses because Chibaki, Chinofanonga Chigi, affordable to everyone. So this is a subsidized product. Once the product is subsidized, there are controls that you need to have. You know, how are you going to have Chibaki to not take out GMB when you are not a farmer? You go to Anakut. This instrument is clear, but it's now being scandalized from how I'm hearing to Facebook and other social media. So in as a radio, it would be good the way you are going about to inform the people what is the measure actually saying. And if about government, you know, if you have a campaign, a media campaign, to advertise, such that it's not taken by those who paid for fake news, as if one Arab is going to go back and things like that. I feel it's repeating. So you can also say, don't sell GMB. Don't try it. We want production.
Gibbs? Yes, just that you can go to the comments of Togge Okona. Ncego kunjani baba ecingweni silobani kunjani mfowethu khanya ngazane ke ucingo lakhe soluqhumekile lo ndiweni la sizokuthiwa ke ucingo lakhe soluqhumekile so sibone ke ukuthi abantu bathini ke kufacebook khona mpos ke sibalabale ababili abathathu ngeke ngibone ukuthi singabe silobani inetwork yalapha blessing ngani iyahlupha kulezinsuku kodwa hayi ngiyabona ke uLungile Ndlovu uthi linjani balaleli ngilalele ngiseRutherford eJohannesburg. Hayi long Austin uncube uthi useRutherford. Kuzobuya ulungile ke uthi hayi sisonke ngiseMonze eZambia. UMduduzi Ndlovu uthi ngicela imfoni lakho lamanje. Siza kuzama mfowethu noma kanjani. Kuzobuya ke uBhayana la uthi ngiyacela mfowethu uthi limfonele. So kumbe siqhubeke siye phambili
but Mr. Mponda, is there a plan B for Minister Mthuli Ncube here because from what the people are saying failure is an option what
there's an option obviously because he's also negotiating with the Paris Donor Conference and the IMF and the World Bank and the staff monitoring program already in progress so some of these reforms already with the blessing of the big financial players like the World Bank, IMF, because we have IMF staff in Zimbabwe already. They are also advising the minister on what he's doing. So it's not really like the minister is doing as he pleases or as he wishes. No, the minister is consulting widely with other experts and other bodies who've got money and who've got capacity. It's people like the African Development Bank. So the minister has been doing these things after consulting. And after considering the impact that it can have on the people, that's why you have all these plans that you've got the Supco buses now, where could the bus going for 50 cents or a dollar for distances, which is an intervention to cushion the people from the effect of rising prices. Because this price adjustment, it's not that you're having this anomaly whereby it has moved drastically above. Ideally, when you're a developing country like Zimbabwe, you need a currency, what we call a soft currency, a currency that is depreciating, so that it gives your people an incentive to export. Because once you export, if you earn $1, in your own currency, it will be more. That will allow you to exporting more to earn more in your own currency. Even if you are, say, remitting money from the diaspora, you earn $100. To someone who's in Zimbabwe, it shouldn't be equivalent to $100. It should be something more in your local currency.
Okay, Mr. Mponda,
you achieve this by having a weaker currency. So that's why the minister is moving away from a hard currency, that's the US dollar. The US dollar is a reserve currency.
Thank you, Mr. Mponda.
So you cannot use that currency. It's too strong for this economy.
Okay, Mr. Mponda, we just want to quickly bring in our third guest, that is the ZCTU Secretary General, Mr. Japhet Moyo. Mr. Moyo, you heard what Mr. Mponda said there, that the government is consulting widely the IMF and other international lenders. But the question is, are they consulting Zimbabweans? Did they consult you before this statutory instrument, 142? Mr. Moyo?
Yes, yes, I'm listening. They might be consulting the IMF, the World Bank, and other players, but I think locally there are some challenges. When we met on Wednesday, on the 26th, organized labor was very clear that they were not aware, they were taken by surprise. Some applies with business, organized business. So even businesses in Zimbabwe were taken unaware, they were not consulted about this decision. Remember that Zimbabweans are very skeptical about the IMF and the World Bank. They for us in the 90s, and it destroyed jobs, closed companies. So it is very difficult to convince people that anything coming from the IMF at this stage will be able to salvage the situation. Zimbabweans believe that they need to be consulted on how they can be able to buy in to what government needs to implement. Unfortunately, government is not forthcoming.
Thank you. It is former Zambian President Kenneth Kaunda who said that the IMF doesn't care whether you are suffering from malaria, a headache, or a broken leg. They still give you quinine.
Yeah. So now, I think it's the caller lapha ke umkhwebo. Umkhwebo, kunjani ncinqweni? Uyangizwa umkhwebo?
Yangizwa kahle kahle.
Yeah, unobona njani ukwenzakala umkhwebo?
Yeah, indaba le ingane iyasinda. Iyasinda sibili ngendlela izosef that i-currency reform le ekhulunywa ngobaba lo wabadinga babo Mponda. Ifana logatsha lesihlahla. Ugatsha lesihlahla nxa isihlahla esikhulu sakhona sivele singaphilanga kahle, ugatsha akula ngayinye indlela esingaphila ngayo. Uthi ngezinye indlela singabe silokhu sicomba, comba, 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 uthi isalukazi ngethu singenza kahle sithole izalo, kodwa isikhathi sesivele sisedlule. Engikubona kuqakathekile ukuthi asibuyelele emuva silungisise isimo sahulumende lo esikhokhelayo. Uhulumende esikhokhelayo usetshengise ukungathembakali okwesikhathi eside kakhulu. Uthi nxa singakhangela sibuyela emva kancane, lisakhumbula kwakule khampani ekuthiwa ngumana Africa.
Ye, siyayikhumbula sibili. Yayilale team yebhola.
Imana Africa ukuthola kwayo yathola ngenxa yokuthi yafaka imali yayo eningi in-hard currency kumabhenki eZimbabwe. Bathi befuna ukuyisebenzisa bafica ukuthi yayisidliwe nguhulumende. Osokusenza ukuthi kungabi lo muntu olengqondo ekupheleleyo ovumayo ukuthi afake imali yakhe kuleli lizwe. Ngenxa yokuthi uhulumende kathembakali, engathembakali enjalo kuza kwenza ukuthi impilo yabantu ibe nzima kakhulu.
Ye, lokhu sakhona mnumzane. So I think Mkwebu's phone is a problem. But what you're saying is that people must still remember what happened to funds that were used by the government. Still remember those funds that the government
is actually being sued, not only by Mwana Africa.
And
you remember Rio Zim,
yes.
Of course, was also suing the government.
So he says, you know, at the end of the day, people must remember that. Because there are some companies who are still, you know, in distress because of that. And so he says, what type of a company can go today and invest in Zimbabwe and generate the much-needed exports that are being, you know, spoken about by Mponda? So he says, no, The problem is the government is not trusted, is not trustworthy at all.
Mm-hmm.
So how then do you push investment? How do you push exports and all those kind of things? He says it's impossible.
We have Mkoma Caleb Stole. Mkoma Caleb Stole, Magadi. Aisu tingotamba tipeo mfungwa dzenyu mukoma Caleb.
Zvirikutaura namukoma Mponda ndinozvinzwisisa. Vari kutaura but hapane rimwe wei kuti government ingagadzirise zvinhu izvi vanhu vachikwanisa kutenga chingwa vakaguta tisingadhuri. Kuti tikatarisa zviri kuitika kai zvino mapraizes kana uchitenga $221 pamunhu asiri kushanda ari kutengesa madomasi hazvitomboite because chirungu kachavari kutaura ichi sakiteji yegovernment tiri kukumbira kuti igadzirise zvinhu izvi ka ruzhinji rwezimbabwe rakaguta then tikwanise kunzwisisa ari kuenda nekwavaroda kutiisa because ezvino govenment zvari kuita nevanhu vachona vari kuita mapraizes kuti ngari haya hatisiuziva kuti vari pamwe chete kana kuti taneta ngavaite zvimwe zvinhu zvinoita kuti zimbabwe tatambudzike nenzara nekunge vachitenderedza tenderedza because kana vachiti kuti vaende kumabanks watwati chachirungu ichi ngatiregezve mabanks izvi tiite zvekuitira kuti isusu tigute then ivo kana vachienda mumabanks vainge ivo vatigadzirire isusu tiwane zvakawanda kuitira kuti vabereki vedu isusu vakwanise kuwana chafu pamari dzatinenge tichitumira isusu ichibva kumaricho.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vaStole nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. Mr. Caleb Stole there is saying our listener is that he understands everything that Mr. Mponda is saying, but he's saying his main concern is that people don't even have the basics. They cannot even afford bread. You know, so he says it's good to talk about those economic policies in English. But when people have something to eat, he says people will not understand if they cannot afford just the basics to survive on a day-to-day.
Before we get his reaction, let's go to Mr. Ndlovu. Ubaba Ndlovu, sekuweni. Baba Ndlovu, unjani lapho khona? Ndlovini, unjani?
Anizwa.
Yeah, uyasizwa Ndlovu.
Kodwa uyalizwa kakhulu.
Yeah, akutsho wena ukuthi ubona njani okwenzakala eSibaku.
Mina ngisebenzi kahle kahle into lengiphatha kabuhlungu ngoba manje ngiyadriver, ngisendleleni. Ngifuna ukuya ekhaya. Kolo laphana githi kubatopo ngilesitolo and isitolo leso izinto bengizithiya ngase South Africa ngale khaya bekwazi ukuthi bathenge amarandi. So manje ngithe ngibona bahle bavale vele ngoba akusasizi ukuthi bathenge ngale amadola ngizositoka kuphi mina uma bethenga ngale amadola lawaya.
Kade uthengisani-ke Ndlovu?
Ngithengisa ngegrosali into ngeziphathele nokudla ezifish oil ilokhu veni iflawa lamarayisi.
Manje suvalisile ukuthi hhayi akusasebenzi
kufuna bavale ngifike mina ngoba kusize ukuthi bathenge amadola khona ngizositoka kanguphi dube ngoba into lezele izitoka ngapha e-South Africa lelo dola lakhona ngeke ngikwazi ukuthi ngithenge ngalo ngapha e-South Africa
ngiyisode
mese nginayo dube yabona.
Pho manje ungavala qhubeka baba. Qhubeka Ndlovu, ngulalele Ndlovu.
Ngithi ngiyavala dube ngoba kuyafana into ade ngiyenza bengilokuthi sometimes amadoda angapha eGoli bakuukuthi kukhona bakufuna ngale esitolo sami ngithi babathuma abadala bayokuthatha khona bese bengibhadala mina ngapha ngikwazi ukuthi ngisitokhe izinto zami zibuyele zihambe ziye khona bethenga nangalo lelo dola lelo ekhaya kodwa isikhathi esiningi bengiphrishiya ini ukuthi bathenga amarandi ngoba ngisitokha ngapha so manje mari bethenga ngalani amadola ngizositokha ngakhi mina so ngikho ngithe ngibone bavale kuyenzela ukuthi ngasakwazi ukuthi ngijani ngizositoka kanjani nedola labo le engingakwazi ngizothenga kuphi mani.
Hayi, siyabonga kakhulu Ndlovu, ungadinwa kusasa baba.
Hayi, ngiyabonga Dube, ngiyabonga.
Yes, siyabonga. So Mr. Ndlovu is a businessman in Matopo. He says he has ordered his employees to shut down the store because he's been placing orders in South Africa in rands and so now selling those items in Zimbabwe dollars won't make sense. He says the times what he used to do was he would stock his shop in Matopo and then ask people in South Africa to pay him in rands and then he would buy and and sell, you know, that kind of a thing. So since he was making good business, but now with the Zimbabwe dollars, he can't do anything. So some people have lost their jobs. He's now shut down. He doesn't know what to do next. So he says this is really critical at this stage in Zimbabwe. So we are going to talk about Baba Moyo. We are going to talk about Baba Ndlovu. We are going to talk about the story of Ali Matopo. Po is 7 zivele zipila njani?
Kuba lobunzima lapha ngisike saboda eHarare namhlanje ekuseni. Sabona ukuthi ama-business amanengi bayesaba ukuthi ingxenye bangathathelwa ama-license. Abavalanga ke. Abakwenzileyo ke bakhweze intengo yokuthi lawo nxa uthi uyayikhangela kumbe ufuna uthengane imali yankhona ayifanisi. Sibone ngani nayindlela yokuthi nje abantu asozebambe istopi yabo liyabe lihlala lokhu ikhangele ngokuthi imali yankhona ayikwaniseki. So kulobunzima ke ebantwini ngokuthi impahla zikhona ke imali yankhona ke esifunakala ke sibona abamabhizinisi ke abanqatshelwa ke kuphela ukuthi bekhweze
singathiikhoifoni yakho ngazani ifoni yakho ngazani sitshelela so sizabuya kuwe baba Moyo sicela utshede ukwenzethi sibuye kuwe back khona ngapho so what Moyo saying is that you know they were just going around in Harare checking the prizes and so forth. And then the business, just as usual, says businesses are open. But what they've done is they've increased prices of all commodities. So they don't want to shut down. Because they are fearing that if they shut down, they'll lose their licenses. So instead, they're increasing prices so that their presence is seen by government. So he says the situation is really bad for workers. I guess you call
it. Tinabama Vinze Makadi. Vama Vinza.
Tofara, Tinofara, and the other Paraguay is on Chirunga. Mulla, now we are in the Pabut. One way is Anuayaka. You don't get a car in the Satina. One no got about what the man who are no gun in the which corrupts a guinea. I just got a boat or a guitar, but there is a pretty escort to look South Africa. South Africa is good about Eskom, but we are got drinking, but there is Eskom.
Azvitore nguva here vamavhinze. Vamavhinza, azvitore nguva here. Pamwe yakabhadhara zviri kutora nguva.
Aiwa, hapana baba, hapana, hapana dimare taigabonisi baba Zimbabwe padhuza apa kuti kaya yabhadharo. Kunyepo. Munono kuti nyika nika itongwine kunyepa asi bamuza kutonge nyika. Now, the rule that is that PFR could dredge as you would not ask to get my election 2023. That this is my reforms that would be able to take my election is what I take. I'm not a bad problem. It would be then I got to tell you, I'm a wrong advisor. It would be so, it changes. You can have difficult achievement. I'm not a bad advisor, right? Again, we can have my sanction. I'm peaceful. Ino aramba chii arikuramba kuimplementa zvose akazvidisai kana uramba chitambudzika atisikufara pakugara kwetukito kunze kuno chitambura kudai chitupa munyika dzisi dzedu hazvine nhamo yekuti tatu kusenza kuti timatsire nyika yedu handiti ndozvo zvakashata ndikumbira amponda ataure chokwadi every day tinosenze kuproduku. Tinota kromino dzokuzimba platinum inobva hazvijeki kuti mari yacheri kuendeti saagarutaura kuti hanzi platinum nezvese zviri kutengesa tiri kudai mari yacheri kuendeti zvo hazvina kujeka handiti edu ine zviwanikwa zvakanaka ari kupedza vanhu vashomashoma tikashei mazimba sedu vezemazimbabwen ngaangwarire mangwana achichauya chekusudhani achazotambura nemhuri dzavo dzichatambura anhu kutsamwa kwaari kuita uku kuchasimudze hondo dzozotiwo achazotamburawo zvinonakidza achine pfuti dzaakabata achiri pamatomo asi achazonge akutizawo zvetiri kuita kutize kunyika kwedu ngenhambo ndo mazwa angu ngaataure chokwadi anhu ezanu pfu ngaadzidze kutaure chokwadi chete kuti tatambudzika tisanyepa ngoti tikanyepa
hatiaki
nyika
Tinotenda zvikuru vamavhinza asi hatikurudzire hedu kuti titi pangazoita hondo tinenge chida kuti vanhu vataurirane ndo chirongwa chatinenge tichiita kuti sevana vemunhu mumwe chete zvinenge zvichida kuti vanhu vataurirane pasina bata murefu bata mupfupi. Todzoka kwamuri vamuponda, ndofunga manzwa zvataurwa navamavhinza vari kutaura kuti mataura kuti Zimbabwe ine zviwanikwa zvakati wandei asi hazvisi kubatsira vanhu. Rimwe dambudziko nderekuti vamwe vanoti tikaenda kumarangi uko kunenge kune nyaya dzehori, vamwewo chizotiwo tikatarisa mitemo yacho yezvicherwa iyi inenge yakanyorwa nguva yerodisha, mari yakawanda inoenda kumakambani kwete kuhurumende.
Ipapo Blessing, ndazva zvangu matauriro aita muteereri wapedzera kutaura uyo ari kuratidza kushushitana nekurwadziwa iko kuri kuitika muZimbabwe. Isu tese hatisi kufari nezviri kuitika kuti mapurize ari kukwira every day, hapana ari kufara nazvo kunze kwemunhu ari kuisa mari yacho muhomwe make. Zviri kurwadza muZimbabweni wese anoda nyika yake kuti mapurize indava aramba kuvaramba achikwira. Kudai zvinhu zvaita nezuro zvakwira zvakwira sei, chichi hati zvikwire, mainputs acho achinjere. Ndopatiri kutaura kuti pari kuita information gap chete yekungoti industry maybe nelabor vanofanira kunge vachidzoka futi patable. I know kuti a week ago vanga vaina president vachiita yatinoti tripartite talks, and I hope that forum icharamba ichiitika yekuti vatungamiri vashandi nevashandirwi nehurumende vanogara pasi vachionesana kuti zvakadai zvakadai. Nyaya yecurrency imairi sensitive yekuti kazhinji haipiwe one warning yekuti mangwana tichabva tadai, nokuti vanhu vanoti yatioti speculation. Ndosaka zvanga zvichingotaurwa kuti ichauya mari itsva ichauya mari itsva, but date racho haribude reichozivikana nevamwe vashoma chete kutii even vari muzanup f acho havatozvizivi date racho iroro, rinozongosetwa kureserve bank nekuministry of finance ndovanozosarudza zuva rekuti mari yauya. Izvo zvinoitirwa kuprotekta integrity yenyika necurrency yacho. Saka zvatichida kukurudzira pamamiriro aita zvinhu ndeyekuti vanhu ngavaregere kubva vanyanyoita hasha dziyedzie dziri personal dzachiratidzwa nemuteereri abva kutaura uyo, nekuti maitikiro ari kuita zvinhu nyika yako iri kugadzirika, asi hazvi kugadzirika at the rate of which pese tinoda. Takatida kudai zvabva zvanaka nhasi asi hazvigoneki. Maexports tinawo, asi chimwe chatataura ndechekuti tiri kuexporta pasina inonzi value addition. Yandingapai example yekuti motikari dzatinotenga kubva kujapan pamwe dziri kugadzirwa nesimbi yabva muZimbabwe, asi iri simbi inobuda maybe $1,000 yakudzoka ya moto yakunzi $20,000. Ndo panimwe patiri kurasika kuti ngatiite beneficiation value addition kuti maexports edu akwirire. Instead of kuexporta iri fodya, ngati expose ari macigarettes aproceswa. Zvinova izvo zvinokwana nyika yawane mari yakati o tisaexporta raw diamond.
Alright, tinotenda vamuponda, regai titore muteereri wekupedzisira.
Ye baba mpofu, posela kucina konapo mwewe peli ndamubva. Inkosi baba mpofu. Ye posela kwa baba mpofu ukone cinga.
Ye ngikona wami.
Ye ngamafutshane sibili sikhathi sesiphelile. Ye unibona njani okwenzakala eZimbabwe?
Hey, anako kwenzakala eZimbabwe kubuhlungu kakhulu.
Ye iredio iyo ivatizi kupambanisa, siza kungenisa kuhlelo oluzayo isikhathi du mfanekaya. So kedwa next week sizabe silayo ngeMonday. So ukhumbule usithumezele inombolo yakho kwenzela ukuthi sixoxe lawo. Sibongile empofu wabo. Blessing, time is up.
Unfortunately, time is not our best ally, and we have to end it here. We want to take this opportunity to thank our guests this evening, Mr. Mike Ondiweni, informal traders leader, Mr. Gilbert Mponda, a businessman, and also the ZCTU Secretary General, Mr. Jafet Moyo. Thanks to our viewers, our listeners, and of course our team behind the scenes, our engineers and producer. Signing off and saying have a blessed weekend. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying have a lovely weekend. Bye-bye.